a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, before you jump in, is this something relevant to the listeners or just us here in the studio?
It was breaking news, unseasonable rain.
Okay. Breaking news, fog in Brisbane.
All right. Okay, unseasonable rain.
But isn't it the season for rain?
Oh, I know.
I hope not. Not up in Queensland. Not next week.
How the people live.
Priorities.
And I'm off to...
How the people live.
Where are you off to?
That's exactly the saying. That's the saying.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
Guess the year is Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday base game. We should have turned it to Guess the Holiday Destination. instead, we're going to play some bits of songs and we're going to have to cast our minds back through the mists of time, try and remember. good on you, mate.
Slightly late.
Part of the team. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard the song, because that'll give us a fair indication as to what year it was released.
Exactly. And it is a best of three arrangement, closest to without going over in a traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
We write it down on a piece of paper and we reveal on three. I reckon that's it, guys. I reckon we've crossed.
That was pretty tight.
Let's do it, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
I just need a win.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Question number one sounds like this.
We had niche ones last week. Well, that's continued. Yeah.
Is that niche? You reckon that's niche?
Yeah.
It's the boss, isn't it? Lonely Island.
For this genre.
I think it's just Lingy skewed. Well, you look like the boss today, mate, with your tight denim and your boots on. And why have you got a guitar strapped across your back?
I'd love to be as cool as the boss.
You are, mate.
Nah.
You're the boss. Not out here, but in here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right.
Where was he pointing? Okay.
Lonely Old Night would have been...
Come on, we've got our year. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
1988. Oh, we both went the 88.
Yeah, I went a little under on...
The year was... 1985.
Oh, Cameron Ling!
Yes. It must be the Aaron Williams!
I told you.
Yes!
I told you. Copperhead Road over here. Here we go.
Oh, amazing. Wow. Okay. I remember my first boyfriend at the time.
Okay. Was one of the guys from Outcast?
I wish it was one of the guys from Outcast. Andre 3000, get up in this.
Oh, God.
So that would have been...
Where is that sitting in my life? That
it was a double album, and nobody cared about the second album because that was Big Boy's one.
Hey, I cared. I had that.
Okay, I've got mine.
Was it Shutterbox?
Yes.
Jitterbox or something?
Anyway.
Any decent songs from it?
Yeah. No, that's one of them. That was my point. All of the good ones were on Andre 3000.
Here we go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
2001.
2003.
Oh, I'm so impressed with how you said it, too.
I went a little bit late.
All right, here we go.
The year was
2003. Oh, my God!
Yes! That's two on the nose for you. Well,
that's a win.
I mean, that's two out of three ain't bad.
Mate, you need to dress up like a cowboy more often.
Hey, give me the third one.
You
want to
go? You go for three?
Right. Here we go.
I'm feeling it.
Here's my thing. I will say, quit while you're ahead. But here we go.
Damn.
Here we go.
Oh, amazing.
It's come straight into my head.
Same, bang.
Oh, you know the
I don't know it. I don't know it. It just came to me.
Yeah, no, that's right. I've just got a vibe. Just picked up a vibe straight away.
I've got it.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1992. Ooh. Ooh, okay.
I've gone a little early, haven't I?
All right, here
we
go.
The year was 1992.
Oh, thank you, Tom Lewis. I'll have a winner sound effect as well.
Tommy!
Instead of just your standard ding, because I'm very impressed with myself.
Unfair, Lingy. You
well
deserve
done, Lingy. Good on you, mate.
I finally contributed to that competition.
Someone get this man a plaque.
Yes.
Boot scoot.
We'll play again next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I had an issue that I brought to the table last week and it was
issue or a whinge, you know, whatever you want to call it, really.
A passionate suggestion.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's a nice way of putting it.
That's the one.
We're an air fryer family now and they're amazing and no longer do we have to wait, you know, 25 to 40 minutes for frozen chips to come out of the oven still soggy. They just fry up. And also there's no real risk of us, you know, permanently doing third degree burn damage to us with hot oil either.
So going the deep frying option.
Best of both worlds. Mm. But the problem is there's never any, or almost never any, cooking instructions for air fryers. They've got oven, they've got grill, they've got whatever else.
Microwave.
Microwave instructions, yeah. But there's no, hey, if you're doing an air fryer, chuck it in for 8 minutes on 190, you know?
Yeah.
So let's bring that about.
Mm. The thing is, we talked to online, right? Put it out there.
Yeah.
You chucked up a meme. Air fryer cooking time should be on all food packaging.
I thought you were overreacting, I'll be honest.
Mm.
But did you get any support?
Spoken like a true not air fryer using person.
Yeah.
Right. Or somebody who just actually keeps an eye on the food that he's cooking. And if it.
Oh, yeah. So you stick your head in the air fryer, do you?
The comment was, it's 2022. Get with the air fryer instructions, food package, people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
All support. Caps. 21,500 people reacted with this post, Lingy. 204 people liked it. 33 people have commented on it. And I tell you what, you've hit a nerve, Tom.
Majority on Tom's side.
Yep. Oh, my God. Yes, I thought the same thing. This is Jackie. When are they going to do it? Air fryers are awesome.
Yep.
And Adele said, yes, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. People tagging and their friends like, see, I've told you. People obviously chatting about this amongst their friends and family members as well.
Amongst the comments, are there any of our, the usual that we get, which is a little bit like...
Oh, there is one.
You're an idiot.
It's not hard to figure out. Just wing it.
Oh, yeah. It's not hard to figure out. Yeah, that's the one I posted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just Lingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't figure it out yourself, you shouldn't be cooking.
Hey, Lisa says Coles brand chips have it on there.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Hey, Tommy, is this an opportunity for you? Could you create a little app that converts...
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
...oven temperature, oven timing to air fryer timing and temp?
When you say could I, no. No, I couldn't. But could we find someone who could?
And when he says could we find someone, he means could you find someone?
You want to make some calls, do some Googling?
No. What about you, Log?
Mm.
Do you reckon you could create it or find someone or just
it's
do all the work for us?
It's always on me, isn't it? It's always on me. No, I kind of thought maybe we need to get, you know, packaging people to notice, like make it, you know. Not a protest, but
a
like
petition.
Make it. Yes, a petition and stuff. What's your idea, Tom?
Well, I just think the reason that Australia hasn't caught on yet is probably because we've spent the last 10 years being run by a bunch of, you know, old white men who aren't really sure that the internet's going to take off.
Yeah.
So, you know, air fryers, what even is that?
Mm.
You fry with the air?
Yeah.
I think a change is coming, guys.
Mm.
I believe in Albo. I think Albo's going to...
I believe in you. I believe you'll be able to come up with an idea that can fix this problem.
Maybe we just get stickers and we just do guerrilla style, go into shops and just whack on.
On like, the packaging.
Do our own air fryer cooking instructions.
Tom Lingy and Loggy's air fryer cooking instructions.
Just out of interest, do you use the air to fry? I actually don't know how it works.
I'll Google it, mate. Don't ask me. I just put it in and hit the timer. What do you expect?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, you guys love your basketball. Devin Booker is a star in the NBA.
Yes.
And he, until recently, has been dating Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Kendall Jenner is, you know, we know her. She's famous, but she's a model and she's quite a good-looking lass.
She's a Kardashian.
She's a Kardashian, but she's a Jenner, right? So she has... done something amazing. It's a masterclass, I'm calling it. A masterclass in the thirst trap. So when, do you know what a thirst trap
no,
is,
I
Lee?
Don't.
Okay, you know what it is, don't
such
you?
Such an unconscious thirst trapper.
You are, you really are. So a thirst trap is when
you get you do a photo shoot with Women's Weekly with no shirt on.
That's
holding
a thirst trap.
That was a thirst
that
trap.
That was a thirst trap.
Why? What do you mean it's a thirst trap?
So it's something you know you look extremely hot in. That's going to make other people like thirsty.
Hello.
And you're trapping, you're like the honeypot, you're like trapping them. Like you post a photo that you know is going to get a lot of attention or
from
someone's attention in particular.
Yeah, so trying to get the ex's attention.
Exactly. Now, Kendall Jenner has done something pretty amazing. in regards to thirst trapping. I've seen it done a number of different ways. I've sent you both a photo of it, which I'm sure, I mean, you may have seen it, you may not have seen it, but I just want to say congratulations to Kendall, because this is a damn good style of a thirst trap.
Is this on Instagram, this photo?
This is on Instagram, yeah. I'm going to post it on Anne's stories in a second.
I'm glad I've now seen it.
You're glad you got your own copy.
Yeah. Why'd you say that so breathy?
No, I know.
No.
Do you want to explain?
Is that actually allowed on Instagram, by the way?
Yeah.
Just out of interest.
Because she's covering the top quadrant.
Oh. So she's lying on her tummy and she's nude, so you can see
fully
her.
Fully nude.
You can see her bottom.
So she's sunbaking.
She's sunbaking, completely nude, lying face down. She's leaning up a little bit, so you'd be able to see a little bit of areola, but she's covered it.
Oh, mate, come on.
What? I can say areola.
So has she put this on in order to capture Devin Booker's attention, or
possibly
just because she likes?
Possibly. It's like, hey, Devin, here's what you're missing out on, and guess what? Everyone else can see what you're missing out on, so here we go. Life's pretty good. I'm looking.
Right?
Yes,
that
is a masterclass in thirst trapping.
Funnily enough, right? Neither of you have known me, you know, before I was with Carly and married and that type of business. But this is actually a classic out of the Tommy Lewis playbook. If you go back through my Insta,
oh God,
every 2 or 3 years from about 2008 through to 2000, whatever. There was a bit of that gear going on.
Wearing nothing but the eyebrow ring.
Yes, that's right. Just doing a bit of sunbaking. Just just get that vitamin D. Yeah.
No, I don't want to think about the vitamin D.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Here with Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Now, Lingy, where does our mate Tom happen to be?
Well, Tommy ran out and just said he needed a quick break. And
yeah, quick break.
He's just, I love the fact that Loggy turned into Lauren just like that. Lightning quick.
Sorry, guys, had to pee.
How long for? That song, you ran out before that song. That song went for 2.5 minutes.
It's a very short song.
Yeah, choose a better song next time, Tommy. Oh, come
mate.
On.
Are you relieved?
You've got to be smarter.
Are you relieved now, mate?
I've been holding that all morning. Live radio at its finest there, guys.
Yeah, this feels wrong, so I'm going to go back on my side.
Good
I feel like, over
you,
this, I feel like I'm over this side of the desk. I should just be going,
and I'm going to turn off his mic. And this is so much better, Cameron. Here we go. And I turned off the right mic as well. That's hard to do.
Good
anyway, news is next.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Much is made, just in general, about Cameron Ling's attire here on the show.
Mainly by you two.
You're a beautiful man. You're a fashion guy.
You're a fashion icon.
And then there's a but coming. No. But.
Well.
What?
There's an also. Also.
Can I describe? So this morning I thought, I've got a couple of other things to do after this, some meetings and that.
Whip some horses. And
yesterday I really enjoyed rocking in trackies and runners and just a nice comfortable attire. I've gone the jeans with some, brown shoes?
Yeah.
Not claiming as R.M. Williams.
No, they're not R.M.
Very
Williams.
Very similar.
But they've got that type of vibe about it.
Yeah. Well, it's the stirrups for me that really.
You're going mustering.
I've gone a check shirt. Now, I understand this does have that little bit of feel about it.
It's a large check.
It is a large check because you always pay out if I wear the small check. It's my graph paper shirt.
No, I don't.
To be fair, you do.
No. Now, this is what you'd find at an Italian restaurant on the table, except it's not red, it's blue. Just paint the picture.
So
what I struggled with, though, Tommy, was I'm wearing blue jeans, brown boots, and this beautiful check shirt.
And you got a heart of gold.
Right, I'm cowboy.
I didn't know whether or not when you're wearing jeans, whether you tuck the shirt in or you just wear it all hanging out. I thought all hanging out looked a little bit too untidy and it's long at the back and everything like that. I got taught you tuck your shirt in.
Yeah.
Now, I think that has brought a lot of smiles to your faces.
So, are you going, is your meeting this morning to organise purchasing the North Geelong cattle yards? Is that something that you're looking at doing there and maybe just getting them going again? Or no, I don't know. I Depends on the event. I'm going, if it's a formal thing, I will tuck my shirt into my jeans. But I won't wear like a blue shirt with blue jeans. Is that what you're rocking?
I'm wearing blue jeans.
But would you, hang on, the only time I've ever seen you tuck in a shirt is if you've got a jumper over the top. And do you wear a shirt with a belt tucked in as well?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that if it's a formal event. But generally, I'm a shirt untucked guy because I like to think it's quite youthful and hip with the kids.
And if the eyebrow ring doesn't say that, the shirt will.
Your formal attire is wearing one of your nice basketball singlets as opposed to your older ones.
Yes. Mm. No. There's no basketball singlet with a collar, though, so.
So when you go, okay, so that's the question I want to ask. And you two clearly just, I don't think you're up with this, so I need help from everybody out there. Mm. If you are wearing a shirt with a collar, should you tuck it into your jeans?
Well, I want to know about, do you tuck in your T-shirt? Do you tuck in T-shirts?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
You look like a T-shirt tucker.
No. No, I'm saying no collar.
You can say you look like a tucker.
Yeah, he is a massive tucker.
Here you go. No collar, no tuck. Yeah. Collar, tuck.
Polo? Okay.
Jeans.
Ooh. On the golf course?
Oh, yeah, I don't play a lot of golf. But, yeah, sure. Okay. Polo, you tuck into your jeans,
wouldn't
you?
You tuck a polo.
Yeah. I don't know. Does collar mean tuck?
Okay. All right. Well,
simple rules.
What about do you ever do the French tuck? It's just French a tuck in the front, no tuck in the back.
Oh, wow.
French tucks are getting a bit kinky for me.
Oh, we're changing you, Lindsay. We're changing
All right. Morning, Brendan from Cario.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Tuck politics. Where's the line and what do you follow? What do you do, mate?
I stand with the great man, Leggy himself. Always tuck.
Yeah. If it's got a collar, tuck. No collar, no tuck.
I'm the sort of bloke that wear them. When I've got my trackies on, I've got my T-shirt tucked in.
Okay.
Oh, God. Literally always tuck.
So Brendan, it's a safe bet that you're tucked right now.
I am tucked right now on the way to work, but you got to think about it. Have a look at those old blokes that have got their pants on up to their nipples with the suspenders running. They're about 80 years old. How cool do they bloody look?
We're looking at one right now.
Sitting there judging me, walking down the street.
Don't listen to Brendan. Don't listen to him, Brendan. You stick strong.
Oh, don't worry, Lingy. I know where the loyalty lies.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.